Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 16th of July. Open Championship Day 2. Those of you like the Masters, you need help. This is proper golf. The finest golf championship in the world ever, week in, week out. No smacking it down there, pretty little flowers. Proper golf, people having to play golf shots, different conditions, absolutely spot on. I popped down there for a few hours yesterday. FTS member Gary Smith, who's become a good mate, he was down there with a mate of his. They booked a double room in Margate, bit weird. I'm not judging anybody. Margate is the new Brighton. That's what you want to do, Gaz. You crack on, son. We had a nice day. Had a nice day down there. Weather was good. Watched a bit of golf, but then Gary got himself all revved up just over a little thing. I turned up. I always look a bit stylish, always got a bit of class about me. I said to him, "You look like you've been dragged out of a skip, son." He had the black ankle socks on with trainers. I mean, it's a no-no. Grey shorts, black socks, you know, showing up above the top, not even trainer socks. Looked like he'd been dragged out of his skip. His mate, very stylish, I have to say. Lovely guy, his mate. And then I never knew, like, trainer wars was a thing. So I've done a little poll on Twitter, which was at Gary's asking. Revs right up about Nike. I go in a shop, if I like something, I buy it. I genuinely don't go in for brands. Those who know me know what I wear, a wide variety of clothing and brands. I can see Sam Cassidy now shaking his head. But Gary, I've got a little bit of I like Ralph Lauren, bit of Boss. But genuinely, if I like something, I'll buy it. If I don't, I won't. I'm not a massive shopper. Not into, I've got to go and get that. So if I want to go and buy a pair of trainers, I'll have a look. They'll look quite nice. Oh, I'll wear them. Oh, no, not Gary. Gary, full rev up. Anyone who wears Nike is a cock. Anyone who wears Nike, they're a cock. Full into it. I didn't even know there's different brands of Adidas. Adidas and Adidas Originals. Got himself worked right up over it, he did. Yeah, got himself right worked up. And then we found ourselves then for the last hour walking around looking at people's feet, checking out this. I mean, I've never done anything like it in my life. And he came out with a cracking line. He said, "I judge a man by his footwear." So the first thing when he sees a bloke when he's out in the pool is looking at the feet. That's the first thing he does, look at the feet. If you haven't got the right shoes, got a pair of Nikes on, no chance, you're out, son. Most strange behaviour. These old Middle Earth, see, Cambridge, it's them six fingers and toes and all that business up there. But a lovely day at the golf. I've just said it, but golf where they've got to hit fairways, can't just smack it anywhere. Absolutely fantastic. This is proper golf. For those of you who know about the game, I'm not talking about the Suggsies and the Kevin Kellys. I'm talking about the people who know about the game, understand the finer nuances of being able to work the ball. This is what it's all about. And as I'm watching this now, Molinari's having an absolute nightmare in bunkers, having to go out sideways. Proper golf. I'm gonna take a few people to Royal St George's when this is all over. I'd love to see Suggsy around there. We'd lose him in the old grass. Obviously, long way to go yet in the golf, so nothing really happening with the bets. A few of them got off to horrific starts. I did say Leishman will either miss the cut or be top five. Looks like missing the cut. Harris English, very disappointing. But I would still, I am having a little top up on Koepka at 28. I still think he'll be right there at the end. I think Rahm is worth a little dabble now at 50. The one thing with Rahm, you know, he had a bad round yesterday, but he can make some birdies. I think that's a tradable price now at 50, Rahm and Fleetwood 23. So Fleetwood 23, Rahm at 50. And top up on Koepka, who's just gone 29. I don't think he's going to be a million miles behind. If he's within four or five going into the weekend, you're going to get a tradable price. So, again, all at your own peril. But that's it for me. I know a few of you are down there today. Shazwad's down there. Wrecking the joint. But if you are, have a lovely day. I'll be down there all day tomorrow. So if anybody's going tomorrow, give me a shout and I'll try and meet up with you. It was just a quick one, really. It was just more trainer gate. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a man get so passionate about a pair of trainers. I genuinely never knew it was a thing. But enjoy your weekend. There won't be any pods over the weekend. I'm going to be watching the Open. I'm going Saturday, watching it Sunday, and then I'll be back Monday. We'll have a new summer school out. I'll have details of a Zoom for Ultimate members for, I might get it in for the before the Belgium games, but if not, it'd be the week after. Power Builder, OptiBet, all that sort of stuff coming out next week. So lots coming on. But enjoy the golf, enjoy your weekend, the weather's going to be lovely, and I'll be back with you all on Monday morning.